You know, sometimes I get tired of my nigga always lying and making so many goddamn excuses. You know, I hate being left undelivered. Why can't you just tell me that I'm on red? And you know what? The last thing, I hate when he's boasting and bragging about things he doesn't have months down the road. Like, you knew you didn't have a Tesla. You knew you had a Neon, okay? And lastly, but surely not least, stop hitting my walls. Stop throwing things. I can see your vagina. It gets nerve-wracking.
Well, ladies, if you're tired of all of the nonsense, then we have exactly what you need. Fuck nigga be gone. Fuck nigga be gone. Fuck nigga be gone.
Fuck nigga be gone?
If you're tired of all the bullshit, if you're tired of always paying for the bill, for Valentine's Day, did you get not a goddamn thing but some cheap-ass roses from the grocery store down the street? Well, you need Fuck Nigga Be Gone. Ladies, just apply two sprays to the underarms, one directly in your mouth, and a spray right to your vaginal region, and it will keep those fuck niggas away. Please beware that it only lasts for 24 hours. Apply as needed. Spray extra for heavyset overweight fuck niggas. And for the gentlemen out there, we have Bitch Ass Nigga Be Gone. If you're tired of niggas always coming through with a Rello and no weed to match, if you're tired of a nigga always lying on his shit, if you're tired of that bitch ass friend who's always borrowing $10 and never comes back and pays you back, you make sure you have Bitch Ass Nigga Be Gone. Bitch Ass Nigga Be Gone must be sprayed directly to the bitch ass nigga. Spray two times to his face, and he can catch this fade. Ladies and gentlemen, Fuck Nigga Be Gone.
Beware of symptoms like anxiety disorder, mood disorders, schizophrenia, dementia, seizures, and a bloody anus.
And death. What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Entangled Podcast. It's your boy, Teddy.
It's your girl, Rayshawn, a.k.a. since last time we did, a.k.a.'s Buzzy, a.k.a. Ray, a.k.a. Rashawn the Dawn. In this beer?
I feel like you made all those up just now.
You
didn't really have AKAs ready, but that's okay.
I didn't.
No.
You don't like Rashawn the Dawn?
Whatever, nigga. All right, so real talk. How many of y'all got, like, some real fuck nigga ass friends? Like...
Raise his hand.
Hands raised. I got some bullshit ass friends, and I still love them. I love you guys if you're listening. Please continue to support Entangled Podcast. But, like, some of y'all niggas also bullshit. Sometimes I've been a fuck nigga. But, like, we all have those bullshit ass people in our lives. And no, you don't need to get rid of them.
Mm-mm.
But, like, you know, keep them at arm's length.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, a good slap to the face helps occasionally.
Just...
like...
don't do it while people are watching. That's assault.
Well, that's fine. I'll catch the charge. What do you think makes a real friend?
So, for the both of us, we've lived far away from home. And honestly, a big indicator for me was for you to travel 17 hours to come see me. That was just off bucks. Like, you good in my book. If you can pay that amount of money to come visit me, you okay in my book. But... so- That's just
so people who came to visit you when you lived far away.
Yes.
All right. I don't even need that. I think when I come back, I don't even care about that because not everybody lives far away. So I'm not going to define that as what means a good friend.
Okay.
But like someone who will constantly like be there when I pick back up, like if I left and moved to Houston, I come back to Maryland and like we still kick it like we used to. Or just like a person who's constantly honest with me.
Mm.
If they tell me like I'm on that bullshit, just... hold me accountable to like being a real nigga.
Yeah.
If I'm ever being a fuck nigga, my real friends, my closest friends are the ones that'll like knock me upside the head and be like, yo, get your shit together. You're on that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think.
Instead of talking to other people, that's definitely like an indicator that we're not good friends.
Yeah.
Because you would tell me directly instead of, oh, yeah, I heard that you're not a good friend through someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for those like other fuck niggas, like make sure you purchase Fuck Nigga Be Gone. Like spray them niggas two times in the face and get them moving. Like I think. It's important to just be direct in your friend's face and just tell them, like, we need to fix this. You're doing something wrong. You being lazy. You being bummy. You're not, like, stepping up to the plate to your own greatness. Like, that shit's important. And so, like, being honest with your friends and being able to, like, constantly communicate. It's the same as any relationship. Like, it's the same as dating. Like, those same things, those same core values of, like, being in a relationship are important when you're dating somebody or when you're just talking with your friends as well.
I also had a conversation with somebody. How do you tell your friend that they are funky?
Oh, like tell someone they stink?
Mm-hmm.
You tell them they stink. Like, I'm
that's
not,
real.
No, because like if we going out to the club and like, actually I don't go to clubs. I'm just kidding. I'm washed. If we don't
get, womp womp.
Yeah, if we're going out to the bar or something, and like, I don't want. And you trying to like, we trying to talk to women and shit. I don't want a stank ass nigga standing next to me. You're not gonna come out with me like that.
Yeah.
But also, it speaks to you. Like, if you got stank ass friends, then you probably stank ass yourself.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather stink together.
Okay.
Like, the shit's funky.
Yeah. And I agree. Like, you just gotta sometimes just pull them to the side in the most sincerest way possible. Hey, just get it together. Or, like, be proactive. Like, if your breath stink, hey, you want a piece of gum? No, I'm good. I got it. No.
Nah,
no.
Nigga. No, no, no.
No.
You need a piece of gum.
Take the gum.
Please, dear God. I can see.
As I'm tearing up. Take the gum.
I can see your breath.
Because halitosis is real.
Spell it.
H-A.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. But on top of that, how many times have you been the shitty friend?
A couple times. Because I find myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go and support, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go to this event. And then, especially on a Friday night, and I get home from work, nigga, I just want to lay down. And to others, that makes me a shitty friend. And I can see that because if someone did that to me, like, oh, yeah, I'm committed. I told you weeks in advance I'm going to come. And then all of a sudden, the last, like, hour, you decide you don't want to come out, I'm going to be heated. But I had to learn over time, stop taking that shit personally.
Yeah, I've been a shitty friend because I'll go support like some of my artist friends.
Yeah.
And not give them real feedback on how they did. Like,
ouch.
It's okay to say, no, this song is trash. Or it's okay to say, yo, this painting sucks. Like, feedback is important.
Feedback is very important. If you can get it at work, like, you can get it here.
Like, you don't need to, like, I don't need to coddle you.
Mm-hmm.
Your shit's fine. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
And I know that you're able to do better, so I'm going to tell you to do fucking better.
True.
I'm not going to tell you your shit's great. That's why Kanye West has been dropping some shitty music. Nobody's in his corner to say this is not good.
That's the facts of life.
You gotta
I think his wife is just kind of like, you're doing great, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like,
that
you
ass
know,
back.
Right? And this is kind of like throwing that brick ass back.
It moves. Let me stop.
Yeah, it does. Moves. It does. But I do believe, like you said, just being honest about it, and stop trying to make a shit sandwich, can come off as ingenuine.
Yeah, like just be honest. I got plenty of family that are like dope ass artists.
Yeah.
And I'm the first one that'll be honest and be like, yeah, nah, I think like maybe you should change this. This is dope. Like, keep this here. It just makes them better. Feedback makes us important. And that's like my question is like,
'cause it inspires growth.
Yeah. How do you take feedback from anyone, from me, from your friends, parents? Like, how do you respond to feedback?
Don't embarrass the shit out of me. Like, pull me to the side and just tell me what it is. Because if you're doing it in front of people, I think you're just getting a kick out of trying to embarrass the shit out of me.
Yeah, which is
so
hard.
It is hard. But like if, you know, my friend is performing or something like that and I'm not feeling it, like I would prefer to pull that person to the side and just be like, hey, like, you know, I'm sorry, but I do deliver shit sandwiches. I would give them a compliment. You gotta do better on this. But overall, I enjoyed the project.
I prefer...
Just that's how I deliver.
And see, I prefer to be right in someone's face in the moment. Like, when I'm getting feedback, I want them, in the moment, if something's wrong, say right there, no, this is wrong. You need to fix this.
That's fair.
Which is why...
My heart can't take all that, though.
Giving feedback to you sometimes...
I don't
want to
see the disappointment in their face.
It's not disappointment. It's actually supporting you and trying to make you better.
True.
Ooh,
true.
Stay woke.
True.
See, you got a negative attitude on feedback, bruh. Enlighten your mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, listen here, my sister. See, the
we're
white
not doing
devil.
This.
No,
we're
you're
not
listening.
Doing,
no,
we're not
listening.
Doing
talk
this.
Over
we're not
see
doing
the
this.
White. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, I'm going to get my word. Listen here, my beautiful black queen.
Aww.
Let me tell you something. See, the white devil wants you to not enlighten yourself because you are made of melanin, and melanin comes from the sun, which means you are directly light, my sister. Let me tell you something else. And so if you do not enlighten yourself, no, fuck that nonsense. If you do not enlighten yourself, then you will stay in the dark. And what happens when you're in the dark? Your eyes are closed. And if your eyes are closed, that means you are asleep and not awake. You need to stay awake, stay woke, drop bombs.
And loaded, loaded, Michael Jody, you done did it again.
Exactly. So all I'm saying is, like, give your friends some real feedback. Give your significant other some real ass feedback. Like,
agreed.
Yeah. Don't agreed. Be afraid.
But that's, well, yeah, that's true. That's what makes a good friend. I'm not going to not talk about it. It's just the way I deliver it. You're going to get the shit sandwich. Period.
Nah, fuck that noise. I tell you, you're trash immediately. And that means, like, everywhere. That means if you're performing, that means if, like, you're showing artwork. If you make a dumbass post on Instagram, I'm going to tell you that that shit was stupid and take it down. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ugly ass pictures. If you're, like, out here looking like a super thought, then I'm gonna tell you that as well. Like, the shit is nonsense.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? We need to get back on Twitter, but you can definitely follow us on Instagram at Entangled Podcast. One of the reasons I had to kind of get off of Twitter for my personal, I found myself taking things a little too personal amongst my friends. So they'd be like, I hate when people do blase, blase, blah. And I'm like, damn, are they attacking me? Are they talking towards me?
Hit you with that subtweet.
Not with the wah, 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 wah. The subtweets are real. Like, you don't know if they're directly towards you or not. Like, but again, I had to remove myself from that platform to be like, you know what? They're not talking about me. They got their own shit they got to worry about.
I think people get so caught up in how or how much we invest in social media that it, like, it can make or ruin a friendship, a relationship, everything.
And relationship,
it's
yeah.
So, like, it's too much. I don't take it seriously. I never really had a Twitter. I had a Twitter. Every social media page I had, someone else made for me. And so I had a Twitter, but I only had a Twitter back in the day, like when it first started.
Yeah.
So that I could find or follow them, like, peak artists.
That peak year was like
2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Yo, so this is like my fucking 10-year reunion for
yes.
Twitter. So
I'll get back on.
Follow me at Actually,
I don't even remember your handle. Don't even try to put that shit out there.
But, like, I only had it because artists would post their shit, and so I would know when new music dropped or when they were, like, coming to my city. That was literally the only thing I cared about. And now, even with... Now, like, I'm pretty heavy on Instagram, but I don't think, like... I think people get so caught up in how other people view you on social media that they forget, nigga, it's real life out here. Like... Nigga, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. You was just taking pictures in the bleachers.
Right.
Like,
yeah, creep.
So, that was a bar right there. What? You wasn't with me Skazoo. Shooting in the gym.
Holla at us. Yo, Sierra, holla at us. I know Russell Wilson, look, you paid for the masters.
Fuck, I forgot what I said.
My bad.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Mm-hmm. You was just in the beating the meat.
Mm-mm. You was in the bleachers beating your meat.
That's not what I said.
You wasn't going to say that?
That's
nope.
Okay, so all right. I guess well, when we edit this, I'll look back to see what I said. I'm going to make it a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But no, like, I think it's crazy how much social media influences it. And it's had, like, impacts on our relationships, on our relationship too. Whereas,
agreed.
Like, I don't really care. You don't see
too much into what likes and hard eyes under comments do when I see it. I'd be like, this nigga thirsting over SZA again?
I don't care.
And you always be the first one that comes up in my feed. Mr. McScruff likes such and such, or he likes, or he commented hard eyes under this female's post. Like, is that the first thing I really want to see? Thank you, Instagram. Thank you.
I don't think it's that big a deal, honestly, because I'm so secure in my relationship that, like, the social media shit means nothing to me. But people, like, and I guess I don't also realize how much people read into what they see on social media. And I, like,
prior, like in a previous relationship, everything looked like on my social media page. I'm not going to name names.
Yeah.
But in a previous relationship I was in, everything looked beautiful. Everything looked wonderful. Everybody was like, oh my God, you guys look so happy. Mm. But that shit was in turmoil. Mm. And nobody knew.
Yeah.
You know? But I keep the same mantra that my mom had, which was it keep your business in that, or keep your business in the house, or whatever the fuck it is. You know that phrase where it's like,
just don't
put don't it air out your dirty laundry.
Yeah, just and don't so put like, it out there.
I'm not gonna air my dirty laundry on social media either. Like, nah.
I'm not gonna lie. When I see people like going off on like they family issues, I do, however, grab my popcorn and I just find it entertaining.
Mm. Thirsty I'm not saying, for the drama.
I'm not saying don't stop, but I'm also saying stop. You look crazy.
Or all the people who be posting those pictures of them traveling, and they post like a picture every week, and I'd be like, damn, nigga, like, do you really got that much money? What you be doing to travel like that? But whole time, that nigga's just posting a picture from like 2 years ago.
Yep.
And like,
yep.
Trying to front. Or like, they'd be like, take me back.
Oh my God.
Wish I was still there.
Take me back.
Oh my God. Miami, I love you.
My Ganaway. Really? That was 2 years ago.
I'm low-key hating. But I don't care. It's
But at the same time, you're posting this because you want us to still feel like maybe you're still relevant, I guess.
How many people's social media accounts actually align with who they are as an actual person?
Mm.
Like, if you go... Like, if you're, like, posting these pictures of these dope-ass designer outfits that you're wearing,
mm-hmm.
but then every time I see you... You got on fucking sweatpants and flip flops.
Like, maybe you caught them on a bad day. You don't know.
I don't know. I just want to know how many people really line up with their image on social media. Like, I am normally Mr. McScruff.
You are pretty hairy.
That's not what I was getting at.
Oh.
That's fine, though. That's very awkward. Fuck you.
So I'm not saying.
I am. Nope. Mm-mm.
You do that taco meat on your chest.
Like, stop. I am normally nice Mr. McScruff. What you see on social media is who you're going to get. Yo, shut the fuck up.
It's the 4C hair.
Go away.
I'm all for the natural loud. Natural loud.
Whatever, nigga. I am normally Mr. McScruff. You are, for the most part, normally Sweet Baby Ray.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I'm pretty sweet.
We see on social media is normally who we are.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm just asking. Like, be yourself. You don't got to be out here bullshitting. Your brand is probably beautiful in itself.
Mm.
You don't got to be on that. Y'all dropping bars today,
dog. I see you.
Your brand is beautifully yourself, nigga. Yo.
I'm not going to lie, though. On Valentine's Day, there was a lot of my quote-unquote single friends that were posting their significant others. I'm like, wait, when did you have this? When did you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Or a wife? When did you have a kid? Because honestly, like the way you're posting on social media is like you're single, you're very active, and you're very, you are very available.
Mm, maybe they don't take care of their kid. Ooh,
maybe they do, but again, they just don't put their business out on social media. So from what it looked like on the outside in, like, you look pretty single to me.
Real talk, though. I'm talking all this shit about, like, exploiting your image on social media. But, nigga, if we have a child and that child has dreadlocks, I'm going to exploit the shit out of our kid. And we're going to make so much money. My game plan is to make a YouTube channel.
I have dimples and you have long eyelashes. Nigga, kid's going to be cute as
I'm
going
to make a YouTube channel where we just do natural shit with our kids. And then niggas is gonna buy, like, we're gonna make products. You see what people do on YouTube?
Uh-huh.
Nigga, I'm trying to get famous. I'm trying to get YouTube famous. I want to quit my job and retire off of YouTube.
Come on.
Holla at me. YouTube, sign that check too. Yo, and Fashion Nova, don't think I forgot about you. Give me that check too.
Oh, I actually just received the email from them. They said, here's your gift card and an additional 20% off. So I was like, you know what? They're probably not all that bad.
Hey, Fashion Nova listens to the podcast.
Ham. I thought that was a horn. Ham. wow. But yes, I just saw this thing on online. This is the meme, whatever. Not meme.
Girl, if you don't spit it out.
Okay. My coworker made her man delete all social media except Snapchat because she can track his location. He has a 3 a.m. curfew and she has a password to his phone and goes through it regularly. Phew, the stress.
Yo.
My question to y'all is, would you ever delete your social media for your significant other, for your spouse. I know in a relationship for right now, if I don't see a ring on it, I'm not doing that shit. But if it's my husband or my wife, whatever. I
think you shouldn't have to delete your social media. Mm-mm. I think if that's an insecurity in a relationship, you should not be getting married.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That's an indicator while I'm dating, while we're in the courting stage. I'm not fucking getting rid of my social media.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you that you can't trust me enough to lock it down?
You let them know.
So
boo,
until I see a ring, if I don't see a ring, like.
No, fuck the ring. I'm not deleting my social media for anybody. Unless I want to. Like, I don't think that.
But also, when you're married, you combine a lot of things. Housing, bills, will. Like, you combine a lot of things. So I have to take your word in consideration. But again, I would see these signs prior to getting married.
I'm just saying, that's a major insecurity. And if you're asking me to delete my account because you don't trust, like, that's because you don't trust me. Mm-hmm. So why are we marrying each other? Why are we, like, sharing a mortgage and shit? That sounds scary. Listen, marriage is a scam, guys. I'm trying to, drop some knowledge
on
you, too.
As both of our parents were married.
It doesn't matter. Marriage is a fucking scam. There's 7 billion people in the world.
Your parents been married, over 32, 33 over, years?
Yes, but regardless, there's 7 billion people in the world.
Shout out to Black Love, by the way.
I'm trying to drop knowledge again.
My bad.
I'm two for two right now. This is better than any podcast that I've ever recorded. Usually I'm dropping ignorance.
Look, you know I'm trying to let you be great. Go ahead.
Yes, let me be great. Marriage is a scam. There's 7 billion people in the world. You're trying to tell me that there's just one person that you're supposed to be in love with? How do you know? Ooh, open your eyes. If you go on social media and you look at all the wonderful people around the world, I'm sure that there's at least 5 more people that you're in love with. So let's sit here, guys. Marriage is bullshit. It's just compromise. And that's fine if you want to get married. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But like, fuck that noise. Fuck that nonsense. Polygamy is the way to go.
Bye.
Don't tell Rashawn that I said that.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to the next topic.
I am not here.
Like, we're going to move on to the next topic. Like, she doesn't know that I said any of this. Yeah. So,
wow.
Social media and shit, bruh. Like, this shit's crazy, yo. It's wild and shit.
Why am people... I shooting speak about everything? Jeez. You would be upset if we did polygamy and I was like, yeah, I had sex with a guy. You'd be like, you did what?
I don't know,
for
ass.
Some reason, guys be, like, super emotional about it. Meanwhile, females be like, oh, I guess it's just a guy thing.
You,
like,
know why?
Because we just chuck it up as a loss. But, like,
you know why?
Men be, like,
because it's
so
double standards.
Hurt.
And it is okay to
they be
admit
on
that.
The they be against the window while it's raining, listening to Usher.
Listening to Carl Thomas.
And they're just, like.
Listening to Carl Thomas.
In this, like, turtleneck sweater.
Oh, my God.
Just balling, okay? So I don't want to hear it. You talking about something. You want to do polygamy.
Just staring out the window. Why'd you have to leave me?
The thing is, nobody left you. You just had sex with a guy. You agreed to polygamy.
Oh, God. We agreed about this.
You did what?
But the terms and conditions.
It's in a contract,
weren't clear.
Though. Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Regardless,
no,
it's because it's double standard.
It is a double
standard.
Same
double standard that exists when people say men can't be bi and women can be bi. Why was that difficult?
I don't know. It was
that was the rum talking.
Yeah,
that was the alcohol talking.
But I do understand that. Like, I feel like with certain situations. Like, oh yeah, that's sexy when a girl does it. And it's like, if a guy doesn't, they're like, nope, that's
honestly,
all the way gay.
Honestly, it's
because, like,
all penises are ugly. There's no attractive looking penis in the world. Penises are all ugly. No woman really wants a dick pic. They're all disgusting looking.
Oh my God.
It's trifling.
Can we talk about how they're trying to bring an emoji where you have, like, the okay sign, but they're trying to open the pinch and make it look like it's like,
Trying to size it.
So it's like, oh, I'm sure that will slow up the unsolicited dick pics.
Ooh,
coming
well
in.
That's why, you know, when you send dick pics, right, you got to put something there for proportion. So I always put the remote next to my I always put the remote right next to my penis.
Can you and please give me another glass of wine?
I'm not talking about the Amazon Fire Stick remote. I'm talking about the really, really tiny Apple TV. So it makes my dick look bigger. It makes it look bigger. Perfect for that average that average gang. But I forgot what we were talking about.
I
have no idea what we were talking about. Was it social media? God damn.
Oh gosh. Those are like signs of a fuck nigga for real.
Signs of a fuck nigga. No, for real shit. Nobody likes dick pics. Nobody likes dick pics. Let's be real. Like, it's time to be honest.
Especially when it's like not asked for.
Unsolicited dick pics? Imagine. Yo, okay, here's real talk. Let's get serious for a second. Imagine that you
I can't get serious when you say let's get serious.
No, stop. Imagine,
it's like when you're getting serious and you're yelling at me and I start laughing.
Imagine you work as like I don't know, an optometrist maybe. I don't know why I said that. That's really random. But imagine that you work as an optometrist.
Go ahead.
And you're, you know, checking some motherfucker's vision and shit, and you get a little buzz on your side. And you check your phone, you got a text message, and there's a penis staring you down deeply into the depths of your soul. Your entire day is now disrupted. You never asked for that. It was probably some person you followed on that you swiped right with
Tinder.
Tinder.
Plenty of fish.
And black people meet. Farmers only.
Farmers only. Yes.
And what's it called? Grindr.
Yikes.
But like, it's like, now your entire day is disrupted because you got this random dick in your phone. And it's taking a memory in your phone. That's even worse. Now I can't take... What if I try to take a picture of the amazing work I did? Yeah.
Because of this dick.
Because of this dick. That's bullshit. Dick pics are stupid.
Yeah.
And it's time, gentlemen, for us to realize that no woman wants that. Instead of sending dick pics, maybe you should send a picture of yourself in an apron and cooking a bomb-ass meal.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Maybe you should, like, send a picture of you being faithful. Oh, my God.
Or a receipt of, like, food is on your way.
No, kill. Maybe you should send a picture of your credit score. What? Yo, real talk. A woman sent me a picture of her credit score, and it's good. That's the caveat. Like, if she sends me a picture of a good-ass credit score...
Were you hard?
I'm all swole. Okay.
That is something that'll be... Yeah. That's an instant.
Wow.
Penny drop.
This was a huge derail from our actual conversation.
Uh-huh. No, but it's still... It's going naturally and as fluid as possible.
That's beautiful. But you know who probably sends the most dick pics? Creepy-ass nerds.
Yeah.
Mm. Like the guys who watch fucking...
I'm sure she'll like this.
Oh, she'll take death knowledge.
Oh, no. That's the sound of it being sent. Go away.
No. Real talk. Nerds send, like, the creepiest dick pics. And it's because, like...
Yeah.
But, like, it's at a point now, which is, like, so... It's really frustrating. I'm really frustrated with this. I grew up as a black nerd. I grew up watching all the cartoons, watching Toonami.
Of a black nerd. Please continue.
I used to build fucking... You remember Gundam? Gundam Wing? It was like an anime. No, you don't. Okay. Well, I used to build models.
I'm sitting here shaking my head like...
I used to make car models and like models of robots and shit. Like, I was a fucking nerd. Now, granted, I didn't get made fun of in school.
You have to use your imagination.
I didn't get made fun of.
No.
Because like... I was cool with everybody.
Right.
But, like, I was a nerd, and it wasn't cool to be a nerd back then.
Nope, it wasn't.
But now, if you look at it, who has all, like, the woke content on social media? Who has all the followers? Who has all, like, the... Just all the clout? Black nerds.
Yeah.
Yes, we are here, and it is our time. We will stand atop that mountain, victorious and prideful, as everyone stares in awe at the nerddom.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Nerds got, they be the smartest ones, but they surprise you with the bing bong boom.
Yeah, you ever seen Revenge of the Nerds? But like, are all nerds as good as you? Yes. But no. if no one has seen Revenge of the Nerds, then you will not get that reference, yeah, exactly. Which means you're a fuck nigga.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. That shit. No, Revenge I don't think is... you're a fuck nigga for not watching it. But nah, I do encourage you all to watch a classic. It was out in, what, the 80s?
I don't even know.
It's was a great. Bomb-ass movie. It's a great movie.
That's our washed reference for the day. Revenge of the Nerds. But, like, now black nerds are, like, they reign supreme. It's crazy how, everybody, where all the content is coming from on social media, I feel like it comes from, like, those same people who were laughed at for, like, constantly being in an anime and, like, going to school wearing Dragon Ball Z t-shirts and FUBU platinum jeans with Fat Albert on the back pocket.
We bringing this back.
Yes, because I want a pair of FUBU platinum jeans.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm going to get them, like, tailored to be slim fit. It'll be fire. But that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Black nerds were corny. Wearing the fucking Genco jeans.
Yeah.
Or fucking oversized South Pole sweaters. Like,
oh my gosh, don't even talk about South Poles. I used to have my velour sweatsuits.
That's what I'm
South
saying.
Pole.
So you were a nerd too, like, because you probably wore them after they were cool.
Yes, because they were out on Marshalls, it was on a clearance rack, and exactly. I was like, I can finally afford this.
That's right.
Bam, bam, bam.
So, like, it's really frustrating how now being a nerd is a fad, and it's, like, the coolest thing in the world. And there's all types
it
of
has, nerds. But, like, back in the day, it wasn't cool.
Nah, I was a cornball. Everybody loved me because I could fight and make fun of people, but...
And the same thing for me, I could play sports. Like, yeah. I played basketball and I ran track, but at the same time, my Saturday morning cartoons...
That's because track girls got the fattest asses.
First of all, I was 12. Like, that's not
wait,
cool.
Oh, wait.
That's not cool?
We're talking about high school, I thought.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, moving into high school.
When
I was in high school,
track girls had the fattest asses. I don't care.
I was still a frail little skinny mini. Honestly,
my
butt didn't come until after I got my braces off when I was in 11th grade. So imagine, crooked ass teeth, big feet, skinny.
Big old forehead.
Big. I mean, that's still present, okay? And it ain't going nowhere. And I feel bad that I'm going to have kids because that's going to hurt.
Got that HD on there.
It's going to hurt.
Fucking, oh, shit.
But, yeah. And then, like, junior year of high school comes around. I get my braces off. My ass just starts developing. It's just like, I'm ready.
Yeah, shout out. Yo, real talk. Just shout out
but
to all
them
niggas.
But I was still a nerd.
Shout out to all them niggas who came home early from school and sat down and watched Toonami all day.
Yeah.
And watched, and then on Saturdays stayed up real late so they could watch all the Toonami animes. Like, mm-hmm. Then the real niggas, we mm-hmm. out here, dog. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. We still getting pussy. We still eating. Gang shit, bitch.
Yikes.
We out here, nigga. Fuck that. Real nigga shit.
I like it.
Black nerds only.
I would like to do a handshake where it's like, black nerds. Assemble.
Yo, shout out to all the black nerds. I was watching Thundercats. All the black nerds.
Thundercats. I love
like,
it.
Dog, I'm trying to tell you, like, this shit is bullshit. Now everybody will pretend. Gargoyles. Yo, if you was watching Gargoyles back in the day. Like, shout out to all the niggas who was watching all that, the TV that, like, y'all niggas wasn't watching. Y'all niggas wasn't
Static Shock.
Oh my God, Static.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas wasn't in there with me.
Well, what was he talking about with Jackie?
Jackie Chan Adventures, dog. Yo, y'all niggas, like, you more go by Feige Sao, nigga. Gang shit, bitch. And no, that's not appropriation.
No, it's not. No, it's not, because we appreciate it.
I mean, nah, it might be appropriation, but
yeah.
It's positive appropriation.
Well, I just took a random, not random, but I, at the beginning of this year, I took a pole dancing class, which was... First of all, I feel like pole dancers do not get the credit that they deserve.
Oh, shit. That means we go to the strip club this weekend.
I don't mind.
I just got paid.
Yo, oh, what?
Real talk.
Strip club it is.
Let me give y'all some relationship major key advice. Go to the strip club with your significant other. Here's the reason why. One, you're not sleeping with a stripper. So you're going to be really horny afterwards. And so you're going to come home and make the most amazing of passionate love to that significant other.
Hmm.
Two. I forgot. But, oh, no. Two. You're going to, like, watch your significant other be intimate with, like, another person. And it's going to kind of make you feel initially maybe jealous. But afterwards, you're going to be like, damn. I'm about to put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it gives you that drive. Everybody loves competition, right?
I think it's just men just really love competition. Because that ego, that male ego comes out of nowhere. And just like, oh, she's getting excitement out of this. Wait until she gets home.
Well, nah, but it's like you're gonna see like some random glittery girl named Cinnamon like grind it on me and shit for her
That was the name of my first car.
Oh shit, so your car's a stripper.
No, my car was a stripper.
But you're gonna see some girl named Cinnamon grinding on her for her college tuition. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna be like, damn, I can grind better than that. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna get home and put it down.
With a Z.
So all I'm saying is go to strip club as a couple.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful moment. And it's just so enlightening.
I agree. I think I had one bad stripper experience with you.
We'll just gloss.
You think we should gloss over it?
We're not going to talk about that. Yeah. In fact, I'm probably going to edit that out.
I only had one bad experience.
You're still saying it. I'm editing this out too. Yo, stop talking. There's a moment. Fuck it. Go ahead. I'm going to the bathroom.
All right, fine. I mean, it's not a big deal because I'm over it. But I remember he was like, I'm not wearing any drawers.
Listen, hold on. Wait a second.
And I was why would you do this?
No. Okay, listen. So one.
Because I want to feel.
No, that's not why. One, I didn't do laundry, so I ain't had no drawers.
That's what it was.
True. Sorry, like, I didn't do laundry, my bad. Like, two, like, sometimes you got free ball. And, like, in the summer, it's a good look.
It was the summertime.
Yeah, in the summer, it's a good look, because then you, like, let it breathe. And, like,
but
I want
to
be confined.
You didn't have to tell me that.
Well, I had no drawers on, whatever. Two.
Don't whatever me.
Two, when I was, like, fresh out of high school, and I learned that, like, you know, I got my, like, first real twerk going to a college party. And, like, I had on dress pants, and, like, I also didn't have drawers that day because I forgot to do laundry.
So you just don't do laundry. But I get it. In our adult life, fuck laundry.
Yeah, that shit sucks. I gotta fold them afterwards. It's just trash. But so sometimes, like, I accidentally did do laundry. I caught my first twerk and was like, oh my God, this is what? This is amazing. So then I learned, shout out to, like, my boy Floss, who got me hip. I'm not gonna put his real name out there because
I know who that is.
But shout out if you listened, Floss, AKA the Enforcer.
Don't stop.
AKA. Just stop. I don't want to.
Just keep it as Floss and just leave
it at
that.
All right. AKA K Dot. AKA.
I'm just going to keep going.
Okay, whatever. But he got me hip. He's like, yo, if you go to strip club, you got on dress pants, it's like amazing. Now, yes.
My thing is, don't tell me in the midst of you getting a lap dance.
Listen, when the episode started.
How fucking dare you?
When the episode started.
So that's the only bad strip experience that I've had with my significant other. I do encourage you women to go with your significant other. It's fun.
Just make sure he has drawers on.
honestly, just let your guard down, be open for new experiences, not saying like y'all gonna sleep with the stripper, but just have fun. Like, the music is always good. You got Wale, you got all sorts of, you know, black youngster, what's his name, black.
All right, but no,
when he'd be like, you whore, what's that guy's name, black youngster, I said it right,
yay,
yeah, I'm not
trash. That was sloppy. We went to the strip club in Mexico, and that was by far the greatest experience ever.
This
woman's whole body, she looked like a Picasso painting. She, like, this
she
is
was
happens.
Lopsided.
This is what happens when you get your surgery done out of the country.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go to Cancun on your vacation and get your body modification surgery or whatever you call it.
Nope.
Son, she had one titty was a size A, the other titty was a size D. Her butt cheeks was different sizes, yo. When she sat down, she was, like, always leaning. Like, and that shit was hilarious to me. It was so cool. It was, like, half of her body was deflated. It was the coolest thing in the world. And then this other stripper, she was, like, 60 years old. And she, like...
She tried to pop her titty in my mouth.
No, ain't no try. She popped her titty in her mouth. And then, it, like, it was just so trifling.
I was so just taken back. Spoke, I think that's what it was. No, it was. She did pop it in my mouth. Because I was so, like...
I was so
surprised. I was like, oh my God.
Listen, you know how, like... You know how when... You like when the baby's trying to find a nipple.
Yeah, and I'm like, breastfeeding. And she's like guiding my head around her tit, and I'm like, no. And I'm saying no, and it's just like in goes.
She spoke no English, but had the biggest smile on her face.
She was so sweet though, yeah. And then she was like, he should play with my pussy. Yeah,
no, I was like, no,
both like,
no, get me out of here. I need to go.
I know.
Why does it smell like anchovies? Oh, God.
Anchovies.
Oh, God. Smells like mothballs. Oh, no.
Yikes. Like the combination alone. Get me out of here.
Yes.
And cheap, like, cheap perfume.
Okay. I have no way to transition to our next topic.
Absolutely not.
After talking about lopsided strippers.
Cancun was a good time.
Cancun was a great time. But again, fuck niggas would be the same person who went to Cancun 4 years ago and then post that same picture on Instagram.
Like take me back.
But yo, real shit.
It's
been very frustrating because we're in the middle of February now.
Yep. Happy Black History Month.
That's right. And like, I have gotten no music. There's absolutely been nothing out.
Yeah.
Everything has been trash. It's been to a point where like, I don't know what to listen to.
I listen to my old R&B, 90s R&B. Because it's my safe zone.
But even Apple Music doesn't know what to post on Fridays. For those of you that don't know, every Friday, new music is supposed to come out. Apple Music's got to a point where they don't even know what to fucking release.
Yeah, they're like, urban throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I guess I'll do that.
This past Friday, they re-released Drake's So Far Gone album.
That was a great, like, it just brought back a lot of old feels.
But with Trey Songz old as, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who is one of y'all? Oh,
it was great.
Oh,
it was great.
I just want to be. If y'all can't see, I'm like quivering my lip. I just want to be successful.
Right. Got it. Well.
But that shit sucks. Like,
yeah.
What do I listen to?
Like I said, I'm just gonna throw it back.
Well, what have you been going back to?
I mean, I'm not gonna throw it back, but I'm going to listen to my throwbacks.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to my throwbacks and keep it moving. As far as movies and TV shows go.
Well, for music, what have you listened to recently?
Like I told you, my 90s R&B. Boop.
Give them people. Give the people something to listen to.
So I'm not sure if you've heard Sisters with Voices.
Sisters with Vaginas.
Growing up, my dad made a joke.
I don't think it was such a joke. I think your dad My dad's
a serious jokester. Like, it's hard to have a serious conversation with that man. But I remember Love Will Be Right Here. That song came on. And he was like, oh, it's Sisters with Vaginas. And my sister and I looked at each other like, yeah, it's Sisters with Vaginas. So I said it around my friend. I think it was in high school. And I was like, oh, I love Sisters with Vaginas. And they're just like, girl, you grab my knee. No.
So what does SWV stand for?
It's Sisters with Voices.
So you know what's crazy is I did not know it had a meaning. I thought their name was just SWV.
Gosh.
I don't know. I thought maybe like their names.
No.
Started with like TLC. I didn't really know. Like, I knew TLC meant Tender Love and Care, but I didn't know like what did TLC.
T-Bars, Left Eye, and Chili.
Exactly. So I thought SWV meant Sasha, Wanda, and Vanessa.
That last one does look like a Vanessa, yes. Especially with her hair with the baby finger waves.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
So I didn't know what the fuck they were. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
I can't.
I've been listening to like a lot of Earth Gang.
Mm.
If you don't know who Earth Gang is, I love Earth Gang. Like,
I know you do.
There was one, I think there was like an article that was saying they're like the new age outcasts. And it's like real shit. Like, if you're feeling really low, I'm gonna play a quick snippet of a song called Up. Like, it's by far my favorite song. I listen to it every morning to kind of get me ready for the day. But it's just so positive.
Yeah.
And it's. No fear, no shame, matter of fact, let's get this straight, that ain't no rap. See, triumph come from dying, some enjoy come from crying, sometimes healing come from killing rich shit, nigga. Sometimes healing comes from killing, trying sometimes comes from dying. Rich shit, nigga shit, rich shit, nigga shit, Snaps to that.
Okay. Jeez.
But like, it sucks because you have to keep going back to like all this random shit. And, like, I really look forward to, I think we've been spoiled with new music coming out every single Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gets to a point where I'm like, no, I need something now. When back in the day, I'd listen to an album for a solid, like, month before anything new came out.
Back when we had to go to... Why don't you just enjoy what we have now?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And just, again, just enjoy what's out now.
And that's why I want to give people different options of different things to listen to. On top of that, different things to watch.
Yeah. So I just discovered this show. I have two people that suggested this show to me, called One Day at a Time. It's like about a woman, a Cuban woman who was a vet, served in the army in Afghanistan, and she comes back with her kids. She's a single mom. And she's dealing with a mental illness, with, like, depression and, like, having night terrors based on, like, what she experienced in the army. And also the backlash of her Cuban mom telling her there is no such thing as mental illnesses. And to me, that is so relatable. I was never in Afghanistan. I was never in, like... you know, wartime, but I feel like with, you know, the Coast Guard, like, we're always at war because it's just, you know, border patrol and search and rescue constantly. So you don't really have time to just kind of sit. So I do have trouble with sleep. And then on top of that, my mom trying to discuss just mental health or wellness, it just doesn't really exist in my household. All they can say is just, you know, just pray about it and leave it at that. All this other depression and anxiety or sleep deprivation, it just doesn't exist.
Yeah,
so
it's not real.
It's refreshing to see a show, especially with her being a woman vet. I think there was like one episode where she deals with microaggression in her job now. It's like being, or it's, you know, locating from the military into civilian life, how that transition can be difficult. And then when you do get into the civilian world, how the microaggression still is present and how to deal with that.
Yeah.
So it was really great.
It's great to have just opportunities for television that speaks directly to, like, your own experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you can not only relate to, but, like, also pushes a conversation among, like, minority people.
Yes.
Like, pushes a narrative that, like, the whole concept, the whole idea of mental health lately, it's scary because it seems like it's a fad.
Yeah.
But it's great because since it's a fad, it now puts it on the forefront for us,
mm-hmm.
for, like, Black men and women,
mm-hmm.
and, like, or people of color
people
in
of
general,
color, yeah.
because, like, we don't talk about it. It gets swept under the rug.
All the time.
And so I think it's pretty dope that, like, there's a television show that talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
I, and you actually put me onto it, have been really excited. Since, you know, it's Black History Month, but...
And I'm blacker than black,
because I'm black and I'm black. But nah, there's a... Kevin Hart did, like, a Black History Month joint on Netflix. I appreciate myself, too.
Okay.
But Kevin Hart did a Black History Month joint on Netflix... And it's just, like, not your average Black History Month facts.
Yeah.
And it's so great, because if you don't know...
And it's funny.
It's funny. And if you don't know, I'm an educator. Yes, this ignorant motherfucker is a teacher. But I, like, am really excited, like, to, like, show some of these clips to my kids.
Yeah.
Because they say it all the time. They get tired of, like, hearing about the same old people.
Yep.
We did, like, a Black Month trivia. And, like, they knew, I was shocked that they knew, like, a large majority of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's time to keep pushing that conversation.
Yes.
Especially for my kids. Like, it's about to be dope. Like,
so many great inventions that we have out here. The stoplight, I mean, the super soaker. Like, let's keep this narrative going.
Yeah, so it's dope that Kevin Hart is really, like, pushing that conversation, too. So shout out to him and his 5'5" self.
Come on now.
You know, proud
with
of you.
With his little fun sized chocolatey self.
Oh, a little chocolate dropper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yo, this has been the Entangled Podcast. Make sure you follow us on @EntangledPodcast.
And that's E-N-tangled.
Yeah, for y'all illiterate niggas. Because, listen.
Look. We're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, follow me at Mr. Underscore McScruff. And
me at underscore Sweet Baby Rays, because food is life.
Yes. And just to kind of wrap it up, gentlemen, please stop sending dick pics.
Yes.
You know, if you got some fuck niggas in your life, please just give them that positive feedback and tell them, like, yo, stop being a fuck nigga.
Also, ladies, that like that your significant other just posted, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
Stop making everything about you. Okay?
Unless he sent men a dick
and
pic.
Women. Stop. Men and women, stop taking things personally.
Don't trust him.
Everybody got life going on. It's situations that are out there. We're busy. Don't take it personally.
Oh, and most importantly, the most important piece of feedback from today. Make sure that you don't wear draws to the strip club. This has been the Integral Podcast.
I don't,
holla at y'all.
Okay.